I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Governor, it's good to have you back on the show. How about these Braves?
Hey, how about the Braves? We're open and they've been rolling, so it's awesome. But just, it's been a great run, especially in the National League Championship Series, great win for the team, the organization, obviously the fans having the series coming to Atlanta. But we got to take care of a little bit more business tonight in Houston, guys.
Yep. You ain't lying, man. It's the governor of the great state of Georgia.
They're down.
That's right. That's
exactly. Right. And hopefully Max Fried. Now, are you confident Max Fried can do it? Because Fried wasn't exactly all aces last time he was out against the Dodgers. You nervous about this? You think he can get it done?
Well, look, the Dodgers, they're a tough team, just like Houston is. And, in these kind of situations, you got to move on and get ready for the next one. And I'm sure he's going to do that. I was telling some folks earlier today, I hope that he can start out strong. We can just hold him in check for the first two or three innings. I think all the pressure's on them now. Our guys can be free swinging and go get them. And let's just take it to them. I'm ready.
It's Governor Brian Kemp, guys, on Dukes and Bell, and we're talking about our teams. Now, if you don't know this, Governor Kemp's a huge dog fan, and the Dogs are number one in the country. You know, Governor, the expectations this year, off the charts, and rightfully so, but, all these years, and I know you've lived it where you go, well, we're good, but are we good enough? Are we good enough this year?
Well, I think we're definitely good enough. And the thing about when you get in the playoffs is just a lot of times the hottest team wins, and the Braves have been awfully hot. I know, you guys are like me and a lot of other Braves fans out there watching them the first half of the season. It was just so painful because they couldn't get over 500. They get on a streak where they win three or four and get close to 500, then they lose three or four. But they've certainly put it together at the end of the season, and I think the organization's done a great job dealing with the injury to Acuna and just a lot of other things that were going on. But, they're rolling now. They seem very confident, and, they got a team to win. They best beat one of the best teams in baseball in the Dodgers. So that was really good to see. I'm sure that was a boost of confidence for them because they have owned us of late.
Yeah, it was such a heartbreaker to lose the All-Star game, and now it's funny because now baseball is here, baby. A few more games, and maybe it's just going to be two if we can sweep them. But did you feel that when they made the trades, were you as surprised by as we were by how everything came together in the second half of the season?
Well, a lot of times teams, it's just the chemistry and putting the right players together they really gel. And I think, as they were talking about the bullpen gelling at the right time, really this whole bunch has done that, and it's pretty exciting. And well, I'm going to tell you guys, our fans, they're going crazy. I mean, it was crazy even before they expanded capacity in the Battery, and people in Atlanta and in Braves country have been waiting on this one a long time. So we got to keep chopping and keep pulling for them.
Governor Kemp, where will we have a parade, by the way? I mean, it's been so long since we've had one. I know
Don't jinx it.
No. I'm just asking the question. Like the protocols, right, that are probably in place. But I say that to say, is that something your office or people are talking about as far as if we get to that point, how things will play out?
Hey, look, I'm focusing on tonight. We ain't worried about any parades. We got to win 3-4. Let's get one tonight. Don't you worry. If there's some logistics we need to figure out for
we'll figure it out.
Team in Atlanta, we'll do it at the proper time. But let's take care of business tonight. Stay All focused.
Right. Stay focused. You're right. You're right. Logistics, that's what I'm worried about. But you know what? There will be a time and place for that. Let's talk about the Dogs. I want to shift gears and talk about the Dogs. I know you love the Dogs. I know you love the job Kirby is doing. Defense has been dominant. Dogs, Florida this weekend. It's one of the huge games every year. We know that. The cocktail party has been for many years. But it just feels like this is the Dogs' year, doesn't it, with things the way things have gone?
Well, they've had a great run so far. We've had some injuries, but we have the depth now to battle through that. And, you know, I know for one thing, the First Lady, Marty Kemp, she thinks Jordan Davis ought to win the Heisman Trophy as of right now. So you put her down for that. But their defense, to me, has been as good as I've seen anywhere, anytime. And I think if we can keep those guys healthy, and then if we could just, you know, make sure our defensive backs continue to get better as we go through the season. You know, we got a shot because we got plenty of skilled players on offense and got a lot of depth there in running backs. I feel good, but, you know, look, it's all about staying healthy and also not getting overconfident. They got to stay humble and hardworking, and I think Kirby's as good as anybody at making sure that happens.
It is Governor Brian Kemp with us, guys, if you're just tuning in, and he is a UGA alum, and I think you've been watching a lot of Georgia football. You said it. This is the greatest defense. Coach Dooley even said it could be the greatest defense he's ever seen in Athens. You agree?
Well, I mean, look, we've had a lot of good ones. This is certainly one of the best that I've seen. The thing that's amazing to me, and I haven't been – I've been able to watch them some, but not as much as I used to before I became governor. But I tell you, when I've seen them either on TV or in person this year, they are so fast. The whole defensive unit is. Even the linemen, the down linemen are quick. The linebackers are, you know, as fast as most people's running backs are. And that is impressive to watch. But they're also big, too, so they can dominate the line of scrimmage, which really frees up a lot of people in, you know, the linebacker position and in the secondary to make some big plays. And, you know, that's what we got to do against Florida. I mean, they're always dangerous. We do not need them to get any early momentum and get to thinking they could do something against us.
Look at Governor. Governor's hardcore. Look at him. We've got to shut him down early, Mike. We've got to shut him down. Governor
look,
Kemp.
I have been to that game. I have been in pain watching them drill us when Tim Tebow was there. I have not forgotten. We need to get them early and keep stomping them the whole game. I know that's how all the Dogs feel.
Right, this is not a political question, but would you be in favor of once in a while having the game at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Well, that's an interesting question. I know, you know, it's kind of delicate because it's a great event, great tradition in Jacksonville, and I've certainly experienced that. My kids are experiencing that now and have over the last several years, which is kind of cool to see. But, you know, I get the whole recruiting angle that Coach Smart talks about sometimes, and I do think, you know, there's a lot of advantages for having the game at a different neutral site or doing a home-and-home series. But, you know, that's not going to happen in the next few years. So, you know, I don't want to weigh in too much because I know, you know, Josh Brooks and Coach Smart and everybody else is kind of looking and seeing what's best. And the Bulldog Nation, probably about like in politics right now, people are all over the place. And, you know, right. Some people want to keep it. Some people want to bring it back home. And some people like to, you know, maybe do it in a different venue.
Well, Governor, we got to run. I know you got to get out of here. We appreciate you coming back on the show. And joining us. Sports brings us all together, man, and all of our teams are doing great. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for the time today.
Yeah, have a great day, guys. Go Braves, go Dolphins.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.